Before we get to your questions of any sort, I want to spend a little time on what Randy was just talking about, and that is a little booklet that I put together titled The Bible Under Siege. The Bible is, in fact, increasingly under siege, and in a very, very visible way. Randy mentioned Bart Ehrman, and he is succeeding in his mission to now shake the faith of multitudes. And he seems to be proud of causing the faith of many of his students in the classroom to waver. Some students, he says, will resist for a long time. They're going to remain secure in their knowledge that God would not allow any falsehoods into the Bible, but before long, as they see more and more of the evidence that I present, many of them find that their faith in the inerrancy and absolute historical trustworthiness and truthfulness of the Bible begins to waver. Well, as this professor has managed to shake the faith of multitudes in the classroom, he's now bent on shaking the faith of multitudes in the culture. He has systematically forwarded the notion that the Bible is not only hopelessly contradictory, but from his perspective, a dangerous book in which to believe. In fact, he's gone as far as to intimate that had we embraced the Gospel of Judas, a Gnostic gospel, rather than the Gospel of John, a canonical gospel, we might well have avoided nothing less than the Holocaust itself. So in light of this onslaught by Bart Ehrman and many others like him in the media, I offer a booklet as a means of exposing the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie. In this booklet, again, it's titled The Bible Under Siege, you're going to encounter the memorable acronym LEGACY as an apt means of remembering factors that credible historians consider in determining the historical reliability and the meaning of the Bible. The booklet includes all kinds of acronyms, including my acronym SHAFT, as a memorable means of unearthing and undermining contentions of the Bart Ehrmans of the world. The shaft of the archaeologist's spade is a method by which you can remember that contra Ehrman, what has been discovered in the soil, corresponds to what is detailed in the Bible. And in addition to exposing the sophistry and script torture of professors and pundits, the booklet systematically demonstrates that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin. We need to counter the attacks. That's why I've written the booklet. It is a booklet that is going to help stem the tide. And the reason it's going to do that is it's going to equip you to give an answer to people who hear that the Bible's full of contradictions. And you can use your well-reasoned answer as a springboard or an opportunity for sharing not only that the Bible is divine, but sharing the message of the Bible, how you can have a relationship with God not only for time, but for eternity, because that's the unfolding message of the Bible. Thomas Paine, one of the founding fathers of the United States, put it this way, "It is error and not truth that shrinks from inquiry." And that's only true today if people have the right information to guide their inquiry. And that's why I want to send you the Bible Under Siege booklet for your help in resupplying CRI with the resources needed to continue leading the battle for biblical truth. For your gift to the ministry today, again, the Bible Under Siege is available. You can order it online at equip.org through the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. or by talking to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. That translates, by the way, to 888-7000-274.